Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for the worship service, the preaching of the Word of God. Our special guest tonight is my son, man of God, Tremaine Buchanan, will be bringing the word on tonight. But we're going to have just a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. And I would that everyone would mute their phone. I have everybody unmuted. So I would have you to mute your telephone. Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 84. Psalms 84. How admirable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of thy Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altar. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, that will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the way of them, whose passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, even one of them in Zion appear before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God, to Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. I have just read from Psalms 84, from the first verse to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Now, I don't know who this is I'm hearing. I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background. So if you please mute your phone. I don't want you to hear noise. Hear the word of God. And then we're going to have a song. And then I'm going to pray.
Praise you, my soul. Thank you.
Come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come right now, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just come tonight, God, just giving you all the glory, giving you all the praise, giving you all the honor tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come just surrendering. We surrender all, Lord, tonight, God. We just surrender all, Lord, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. We just thank you right now for all that you do for us, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I praise you tonight. I magnify you, God. We just glorify your name tonight. Lord, I just thank you for another opportunity, God, to just pray, just talk to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm bringing the man of God before you, God, the speaker of the night, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to touch him right now, God, from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, and I'm thanking you for how you brought him, from where you brought him from, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to use this man. Lord, I know you're going to use him. Use the man of God on tonight in the name of Jesus. Now I ask you right now, God, to shift the atmosphere. Shift the atmosphere tonight, God. Shift this atmosphere on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Shift it, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now, God, to let your anointing fall, God. Let your power fall, God. Let it rain, God. Let the glory fall, God. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, let this atmosphere be conducive tonight for signs and miracles and wonders in the name of Jesus. No distraction. We bind up the enemy tonight. We bind up every distraction. We bind up the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus. Every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every witch doctor, every medium, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is
cancer from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. And from our lives in the name of Jesus. You have no power, no authority in the name of Jesus. None is able to put about you in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you, God. Thank you for this son. Thank you. Thank you for the son that you gave me, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you for this eatable part of us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to put the words in his mouth, God. Whatever it is, God, put it in his mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And I pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So let it be. So let it be.
Amen,
amen, amen. And we praise you, God.
Amen.
On tonight, we just give God glory. We give God praise on tonight. We're ready to hear the man of God. I don't know who it is. I see or hear something. I see or hear noise or water or something. But I want to be able to hear the word God has for us on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Mm. I don't want to have to mute everybody. But I will. But I will. I got every line open so we can support this man of God. But I will close every one of them up, except for him. So I want to just introduce the man of God. I have not known him very long, but our spirit, we agree. And I feel like God sent his son to me. And I thank and praise God for him on tonight. I just thank and praise God for how he kept him, even his mind, in the name of Jesus. I thank God for this man of God. Like I said, I haven't known him long. The man of God, Tremaine Buchanan, you know, it's just, we just, you know, we our spirits just love each other. That's all. We mother and son. That's all it is. Mother and son. And I thank and praise the Lord on tonight just for him just being obedient and God called him to do. I thank and praise God on tonight. So I want to present to some and introduce to others Tremaine Buchanan, man of God, the minister. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I truly thank God for his blessing on tonight. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I thank God for Apostle Deborah because she saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. I thank God for the connection that me and her have. I just love her like a mama. But I won't be before y'all long. I'm going to be coming from Psalm 102, and it reads as following: Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call, and answer me speedily. For the days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as in heaven, hardened. My heart is smitten, and my wit is like grass, so I forget to eat my bread. For reason of the voice of my groaning and my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, am I as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies approach me all day long, and thou have that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and I mingled my drink with weeping, because thou inclined integrity and thou wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that I decline, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thou remembrance yes. unto our generation. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, and for thy time yes. to favor her. Yet the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stone, and favor the dust of their earth. So heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and the king of the earth, thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, and he shall appear in his glory. I have just read Psalms, the first chapter, through the 16th verse. I pray that the Lord will decrease my spirit and increase him in me. Lord, give me the words for the people that you, Lord, let me speak the word that you have given for the people. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In this passage, God is saving the best for last. We are one of the ones that's going to experience the favor of God. Get ready, because there's going to be some changes in our house.
All right.
Thou shalt have no mercy upon Zion, for that time mm-hmm. has yet, a set time has become. I'm going to take my topic from that
okay.
verse. The set time has came.
All right. Amen.
Now, if you notice in the Psalms, it said that the set time has came. I believe
mm-hmm.
that this is the key phrase, a set time.
Mm-hmm.
With a set time will indicate that God has already programmed, it in, and no devil or no man or no government can change it.
All right.
It's a set time. It's a set time.
Glory.
It's a set time, and favor has came upon Zion. I feel like Zion tonight. I feel like that my set time has came.
Amen.
I feel like that my set
right.
time has came, that the Lord is getting ready to raise me up from my pit that I have been in.
Yes.
I feel like that it's my time right now to do God's will and God's way.
All right.
I feel that if you remember reading this words of a prophet, just not a king, and just not a pomp, and just not a psalm. He was saying in the future, and verse 15 said that my heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth in glory. So that means that that the age come that Paul spoke in Ephesians 2:7 that we have come. Therefore, we shall expect the favor of God.
All right.
I don't know about y'all, but right now I'm expecting the favor of God on my life.
All right.
Because I have some things upon God. I have some things upon God right now, and I know that I have the favor of God. Because if I didn't have the favor of God, the woman of God didn't see the God in me. So I take it an honor that God has favored me on this night.
Yes, Lord.
There are ten benefits of the favor of God. The first benefit, the first benefit of favor is favor produced supernatural and increase and promotion. Being said, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper.
All right.
So, as I just stated, God has gave me favor with Apostle Deb, because she saw in me the God in me. So I take the honor to have favor with the woman of God.
Amen.
Okay. Number two, it says favor produced restoration of everything that the enemy has stole from you. Exodus 3:21. It says that I shall give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come
All
to
right.
pass that when you go, you shall not go empty.
All right.
When we go before God with favor, he is not going to let us go empty.
Yes, God.
Number three, favor produces honor in the midst of your adversary. And Ephesians 11:3 says, and the Lord gave his people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man, Moses, was great in the land and the Egyptians in the sight of Pharaoh's servant in the sight of his people. So that shows you that God will give you favor in the midst of your adversary.
That's
no matter
right.
what you're going through, God will give you favor when you don't even deserve favor.
Right.
The fourth one is favor produces increased assets, especially in the area of real estate. Okay, it's in Deuteronomy 33:23 it says, and the Nephite said, O Nephite, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord, propose the west and the south. So that means God will give you favor with real estate. God will give you favor from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
That's right.
God will give you favor. Number five says God will give you victories in the midst of the impossible. Joshua 11:2 says, for it was the Lord that hardened their heart, that thou hast shall come against Israel in the battle, and they might destroy the uttery, and that they might have no favor, but they might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. So in that I get that God gives you favor when you don't even think this thing when you don't even think the impossible. When you say, Lord, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do that? God will give you favor during the impossible times of your life.
Yes, it will.
Number six says favor produces recognition even when it seems like leafy like to be received. Number seven says favor produce promises and profitable treatment. Number eight says favor produce and predictions granted by the ungodly and the civil authority. Number nine says favor causes policy, rules, regulations, and laws to be changed and reversed in your advantage. How many times had y'all went before God and y'all was facing a situation and you didn't know?
Right.
And it seemed like it was going one way. But at the end of the story, God turned it all around to your face. So that's right there where it says God would give you advantages against your adversary. There's been times in my life where I didn't know how and where and how I was going to do a situation. But I looked to where my help come from, and God made a way out of no way. God gives you advantages sometimes when you don't even deserve the advantage. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. God looks beyond our faults. So that's why God gives us favor and mercy.
Yes.
Number 10 is God. Favor produces battles which you won't even fight because God will fight them for you. How many times have we tried to take battles on our own? And
come on.
Well, I'm gonna speak for myself. I ain't gonna speak for y'all. I'm gonna speak for myself. There's many times where God told me, "Son, I'm gonna take care of this for you." But me in flesh, I get weak. I try to take on the battle myself. So when I take on the battle myself, God takes his hands off of it. God said, you want to do it your way? I'm going to do it my – God said, you want to do it your way, son? Okay, do it your way. So then when I don't see it's going my way, I have to go back to God and say, God, I'm sorry, God. I have to ask for God's favor again to start all over again. So sometimes we just got to just put it in the hands of God and let God handle our battle.
That's it.
Because without God, we are nothing.
Yes.
We are nothing.
Nothing.
We are nothing. So I just want to say that God has given us favor. Sometimes whenever we don't even deserve favor. So we have to take it an honor and a blessing when God bless, when God gives you favor when you don't even deserve favor. Because many times we could be looking at, we could be saying, well, God, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? And the next thing you know, you get a phone call. And so-and-so will say, well, how you doing? I was just thinking about you. God told me to tell you this. And right then and there go your answer. God always sends your help when you least expect it. In my closing, I just want y'all to keep me in y'all prayers. This is my first time. Well, it's not my first time, but this is my first time coming back into the Lord and doing his work. I want y'all to keep me in y'all prayers. I ask God that he would strengthen me every day to do his will in his way. Because without God, we are nothing.
Yes, amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. That was an awesome, awesome. You said God use you, and I thank and praise God for this timely sermon. I'm telling you, when I tell you, God is good. And if you can't talk about, or if God don't give you, and I know what God does, because see, this thing goes to you first, then it comes to us. Whenever God gives me to talk about, it always covers me first, then it go out. So, you know, I just enjoyed that, and I thank and praise God for his goodness. I give God all the praise and glory for tonight. God is a good God. This beginning, this is just the beginning. You worked and you did what you was obedient to the Lord. You preached in the name of Jesus. That was good. That was such a blessing. And you was obedient. You was obedient. And I thank God that you was obedient for the Lord. So, you know, I just give God a praise. I give God glory just for your obedience. You don't know how God will bless you for being obedient. It's some things you have up before God. It's some you have up before the King. And he knows what you need and what you don't need. So I want to encourage you this day to move forward.
Amen.
Move forward to what's next for your life. You need to seek the King for what's next, your next move, your next goal in life. You know, you're a young man, and you need to go right ahead and do what you're going to do. But God got you covered. God got you covered, and only promotion comes from above. So,
amen.
This is your first sermon under this ministry. You will be licensed. You'll have your license soon, but you will be ordained come March. You'll be ordained in March, but you're going to get your license in the mail soon, okay? So I just want to encourage you, keep doing what you're doing. Keep on doing on the right track, and stay encouraged. Don't get distracted, because distractions come. They come in the name of Jesus. So I just want to know what's your Cash App. Would you tell everybody your Cash App? So if we want to sow into your ministry or bless you any kind of way, we can.
My Cash App is $T, capital T, J, B, U, C, H, A, N, O, N. Again, it's capital T, J, B, U, C, H, A, N, O, N.
Amen. You know, I don't ask for offerings. I don't ask. But if God put it on your heart, you know what to do. I don't have to say anything. Only what God tells us to do for anybody. And so I just want to encourage him. Because he got to keep going. He got to keep holding his head up. He's got to keep going. He got to take the next step. You know, acknowledge me in all your ways. Don't lean to your own understanding, but lean to God's understanding. So I thank and praise God for your obedience. And we just going to get together and we're going to talk about what's next for your life, okay? Minister. Minister.
Awesome word. Awesome word.
Amen.
Amen. I have a question. I have a question.
Okay.
Can you please give me the Cash App again?
Fine.
Hello? Hello?
Son,
it's T.
It's dollar sign.
Okay.
Dollar sign T, J, B, U, C, H, A, N, O, N. It's T.J. Buchanan.
Okay.
Okay. Brother Buchanan,
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Not the one that says Buchanan 46, are you?
That's me also. Yes, ma'am. That's me. That's me also.
Okay, and the one that's capital T, capital J, capital B, and the rest lowercase, that's you, Buchanan?
I don't think so. I think all of them is just, does it have a picture on it with a green shirt, a guy with a green shirt on?
Yeah.
That's me. Yes, ma'am. That's me. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the 46 don't use that one, right?
He's the one to start.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. I appreciate it.
Amen. We just want to encourage, let you know that you're not alone. You're not in this alone. You know, it's
yes,
people on this radio broadcast that have been there and done it, and they were obedient just like you are. So I just want you to keep on keeping on. If you need any, you'll get to know us. If you need any one of us, please call us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Don't hesitate. Yes. Amen. So, and we love you. We just want the best for you. So we're going to get
yes,
ready
ma'am.
To close out. And God bless you. You have a
yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the word. I thank you for the man of God. Lord, now I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. I ask you to cover their families, their homes, their vehicles, and the shed blood of Jesus and your angels all around about them, God, to protect them in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll see you all on Sunday. Now, it may be the holiday and all that, but you know, I'm still going to preach. So, Sunday, we still have worship service Sunday. God bless you all.
Amen.
I love you. You all have a
God
good night.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
bless.
You, too,
I can
good night.
Great
good
word.
Night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night. Thank you all.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.